They do not see occurring works, let alone the possibility of independently settling such works through self-initiative. 230. In addition, Thomas puts too much emphasis on his physical disadvantages, and through this, evils appear. 231. He should strongly consider this. 232. Louis works according to his abilities very well, but he always tends toward the possibility of appearing for duty at a much later time than what was arranged by me. 233. The danger that he will soon return to his everyday life with this is already very great again. 234. Also, Sissy must increasingly fulfill her responsibilities, and starting from the month of May, it also applies to her that every month, she has to appear at each regular or irregular meeting, in the latter case if it is necessary. 235. Nevertheless, she must comply with the statutory given monthly meetings. 236. In the future, this applies to everyone, even to new members. 237. Margaret can be left as the only valid exception, whose precarious financial situation is known to us. 238. Also, Maria and Kai, starting from the month of April, must be increasingly used more intensively for teamwork, but also all others, for only through this can the necessary occurring works be done, which should lead to the goal. 239. Talj de, according to my instructions, will deal with who has to perform what works and at what times. 240. At the end of the month of March or at the beginning of the month of April, she will remit the instructions relating to this, whereby all group members must be clear about the fact that Taljdu is neither inconsistent nor able to be influenced in any things, so her instructions must be strictly followed, otherwise, she will relentlessly and consistently uphold and carry out the sanctions, which are provided in case of infringements. Billy, somewhat military-like, but I think that discipline, etc. is necessary. Even in the civil defense, there is more order in this respect than what is often the case with us. Quetzal, 241. That is correct, even though our view is that this civil service mentioned by you represents an imposition for the Earth people, and it is incomprehensible to us how grown people can take part in such senseless and silly gimmicks, which also eat up a lot of financial resources, which could truly find better use toward emergency relief on the Earth. Billy, your word in the ear of all those who childishly devise and carry out this crap, which doesn't apply to the military itself. Quetzal, 242. Even if they could hear my words, their thoughts and aspirations wouldn't change the people who are responsible anyways, because in their thoughts and actions, they are primitive, stupid, and childish. Billy, to whom you say this? Quetzal, 243. I know, my friend, but we should now talk about other things because we cannot argue all night over these issues. Billy, of course. Quetzal, 244. When I explained the last predictions to you, we dealt with the thought as to whether such predictions will finally be useful or not. 245. Since then, I have striven to make various analyses over this, which have shown that with a small percentage of Earth people, such predictions fall on rather fertile ground, whereby the majority of terrestrial mankind probably takes note of them. However, no consideration is given to these, so no success of a deliberate change to the better is to be expected with the majority. 246. But the smaller percentage, which does take on the predictions and generates some form of positive change within itself, might be of value, so we will continue to deliver such predictions. Billy, that is gratifying. Then you do want this. Quetzal, 247. That is correct. Billy, I thought that so far, if already, this should first be in March. Quetzal, 248. Up to the month of March of this year, I have given you such predictions. 249. But for the following time after that, you will have no further information from my side. Billy, I remember that, but I thought that you, if even already, would first give me new data in March. Quetzal, 250. As I have told you before, I leave the Earth for several months. 251. For this reason, I am not here in the month of March, which is why I could not pass along any predictions to you. Billy, excuse me, I am rather slow on the uptake. Quetzal, 252. At the moment, you didn't think of my words, which said to you that I will be absent. Billy, in addition, I can now also say, that is correct. Quetzal, 253. That is correct. Billy, exactly, so I thought myself. It could not have been otherwise. Quetzal, 254. Many people have certain phrases, and so do I. Billy, sure, that is correct, but too much already gets boring. Quetzal, 255. It must also be fun. Billy, if not, then I would, at most, already be stale. But go on, already. Quetzal, 256. So I ended with the predictions in the month of March, 1983. 257. If I now continue on from the with the explanations, then I must mention some events that will happen in Israel. 258. There, the mass murderer Begin will finally be restricted in his power because a new prime minister, a bad opponent of Begin, will take power. 259. Thus, Begin finally falls behind and loses much of his power. 260. Afterward, then, first comes the appearance of natural phenomena again, which will be talked about worldwide, and which, unfortunately, must be lamented over with the loss of human lives. 261. Around the turning point of March, April, so in less than a month, the Mount Etna volcano in Sicily will again eject large quantities of its red-hot interior and will cause much damage, after which then, only a few days later, an earthquake is expected in the country of Colombia, which will demand up to 1,000 human lives and at least the total destruction of half of the city of Popayán. Billy, these earthquakes will probably never end, and people also won't become smarter as a result. Quetzal, 262. That is correct. Billy, I've wondered for a long time, how our own people, the group members, actually react to these events and, above all, how they react to the fact that you can always predict everything so very well. Do you have any knowledge in this respect? Quetzal, 263. At times, I have performed analyses over that, whereby I have also encountered facts that are of rather unpleasant nature. 264. But in general, the group members are impressed. Billy, and what is unpleasant? Quetzal, 265. Actually, a blatant unpleasantness only exists in one case. Billy, must I individually draw out the answers from you again? Quetzal, 266. You yourself might know with whom this unpleasantness appears, namely with Elsa. 267. Neither the predictions nor the fact of the respective incoming events impresses her greatly. 268. Already for too long, her thinking, feeling, and acting have been away from the fulfillment of the mission and from the truth, that she could still see clearly in these concerns. 269. She has very much alienated herself from everything, and particularly from the truth, because she only sees herself, and she egoistically and dogmatically overrates her own identity and her own interests. 270. Her seeing eye has become blind, both through her selfishness and also through outside influences, whereby former group members have a decisive influence. 271. In addition, her knowledge of the truth has so deteriorated and degenerated that she can no longer recognize even the smallest truths for many years and even questions our existence. 272. Already for some time, her erring and incorrect thoughts have been dealing with ideas that you would act as a swindler in relation to us and our existence, and that we would merely be the figment of your imagination. 273. But to respond to her about this would be pointless of you, because she has already so entangled herself in a web of lies that she would deny this fact by all means. 274. She does not let the truth of her severe and morbid addiction to dogmatism, self-pity, ambition, and all other evils that have erupted be valid anymore, which is why she wants to cover each truth with untruths by all means. And it has already been like this so often that she even believes her own false claims and untruths. 275. I determined this fact at that time when we first performed analyses for every single group member, which Elsa designated as wrong in her case, in a way that was dogmatic and insulting to us and as though it had been taken from the air, whereby she still scurrilously swore at us, particularly at you and me. 276. As I told you at that time, we were compelled by this to discontinue some forms of impulses, which had been emitted toward Elsa since her birth. 277. In the absence of these impulses, she got even more tangled up, and she deviated from her determinations and their fulfillment more and more. 278. And now that she has become even more alienated to everything in malicious ways, I am forced to stop other forms of impulses, whereby her initiative and concentration in her private life and with regard to her private work as a sewing teacher will decrease and rapidly decline, by what means a mental and physical decay will also take place, but this will occur at a very slow pace. 279. Thus, it is given that she escapes from our protection, as well as from her group membership, and that naturally, she lives against her own death determination, which we had influenced and cancelled through our impulses, so that she could fulfill her task and could still have a long time to learn. 280. But under the given circumstances, with her wrong and contentious doing, thinking, and acting, we see no reason not to surrender her to her own self-destructive destiny, uninfluenced by us, by what means she maneuvers herself into her own ruin and offside. 281. As a result of the renewed discontinuances of impulses, everything with her will have so worsened in a month that she will flow into a state of counter-defenseless helplessness, which she can no longer work herself out of, and she will long for relief. 282. This, if she does not deliberate herself to the better and if she doesn't return to the truth and to the fulfillment of her duties in reference to the mission and responsibility, which if she does, we are prepared to let all impulses act upon her again, by what means everything would turn to the good for her again, and she would learn far beyond her own life goal determination. Billy, so you would help her again, if she would deliberate herself and would return to the right path. Quetzal, 283. That is correct, for on the one hand, she has determined certain tasks for herself for the fulfillment of the mission, and on the other hand, we have invested so much work in Elsa, already for decades, and especially during her immediate life, such that we could only be pleased if she would be converted back to the truth. Billy, perhaps it would be good if it was revealed to her what her former personalities and lives really were, and that these were often not good, by any means, in large numbers. Furthermore, in relation to this, one should put down the madness in reference to me, because over and over again, some deceased ones are requisitioned, whom I was supposed to have been in former lives. Presently, and already for some time, one imputes to me that I was once Karl Marx and Nostradamus. Quetzal, 284. That is well known to me, and slowly, this stupid gossip must become rather annoying to you. Billy, that it does, and especially because I know that these presumptions are not correct. Quetzal, 285. These concerns should not disturb you any further, because Evo will strive around this matter, in order to give you some data about your past lives. 286. She has long been occupied with this, and I will also send her the appropriate impulses. 287. She can call her previous knowledge without hesitation, according to which a few things will smooth themselves out. 288. Concerning Elsa and the other group members, we are working to gather the data, but it is questionable, at least at present, whether more is supposed to be mentioned with respect to Elsa. 289. The experiences with her in regards to these issues are, unfortunately, very negative. Billy, I know that, unfortunately. Quetzal, 290. Thus, we will first have to hold counsel over that. Billy, then we'll just see what results from the council. Quetzal, 291. That is correct. Billy, once again, yes. Quetzal, 292. But now, we should have spoken enough of these concerns because even though they are of importance, we may not announce too much, at least not yet. 293. On the other hand, I have to tell you other things, from which we have deviated again. Billy, right, go on then. Quetzal, 294. If you really have no more questions. Billy, I always have questions. Quetzal, 295. It also can't be otherwise with you, what question do you still have? Billy, something completely different, namely with respect to the moon. Up there is a myriad of craters, such as also on Mercury or on other sol planets and satellites. It makes me wonder now as to when the last big meteor impact took place on Earth's satellite, how big the projectile was, and where this occurred on our moon. Quetzal, 296. The last great impact was made by a meteorite in the year 1178, during the time of the new moon, and the impact happened on the upper eastern quarter of the moon. 297. The origin of the meteorite, as it was held at that time by our ancestors, lay in the asteroid belt that runs its course around the Sun between Mars and Jupiter. 298. The investigations at that time showed that in the year 408 BC, for reasons that are inexplicable to us, a meteorite measuring 1,728 meters in diameter separated from the asteroid belt, entered into a staggering periphery course around the Sun, and ever more approached the Earth. 299. In the year AD 1178, it was then so far along on its direct course with Earth's satellite that it fell on the surface of the Moon, close to the light border that is visible from the Earth. 300. As a result of this, there was an enormous explosion which hurled light waves and rocks so high above the lunar surface that the impact could even be observed from the Earth by the naked eye. Billy, then it must have been really huge, nevertheless. Quetzal, 301. So it was, that is correct. Billy, could you, perhaps, give me even more information concerning such things? Quetzal, 302. That can be the case, also with respect to other incidents that interest you. Billy, good, then I will come back to that at a later time. Quetzal, 303. That you should, but now, I would like to tell you of other things to come. 304. Regarding natural disasters and major political events, there is nothing to report, at least until the middle of the year 1983. 305. Earthquakes will likely occur in different countries, such as in California, where particularly San Francisco will be bereaved. 306. Floods and droughts will also become a talking point, but they are largely not worth mentioning, just like the unusual great activity of the volcano Etna in Sicily, whose lava flows are to be rerouted by human hands. 307. Also, two large storm floods in America and elsewhere are hardly worth mentioning. 308. But what is worth mentioning is the AIDS disease, which will very quickly spread itself starting from 1983 and will demand many victims. 309. This disease is brought in from America to Europe, and already by mid-year, it will claim many deaths, even in your home country, Switzerland. Billy, I have already heard different things about this scourge, but I think everything is trivialized in order not to frighten the population. In addition, it concerns a disease of degeneration, which was created in basic form by degenerated sodomy homosexuals. Quetzal, 310. That is basically correct, but it only indicates a small part of the truth. 311. According to our preliminary findings, this disease epidemic that is still incurable for the Earth person, which is not unknown to us, is the product of a virus that is disfigured and mutated by force, which completely paralyzes and even destroys the human body's self-defense system, which must inevitably lead to death, even in cases of only minor sicknesses or injuries. 312. The Earth people themselves bear the guilt for this deadly disease, namely the unnatural ones, referring to those who are sexually unnatural, whose actions are incomprehensibly endured, tolerated, or even supported by many Earth people. Billy, with this, you address the sodomitic, degenerate homosexuals and bisexuals. Quetzal, 313. That is correct. In addition, the sodomitic, degenerate, bisexual men also actually belong to this. 314. Both are equivalent to a breach of natural law, which will inevitably lead to serious consequences and even death because what is natural cannot be ignored, disturbed, and avoided throughout many millenniums without this avenging itself one day. 315. Normal homosexuality and normal bisexuality are naturally against nature, but they are not reprehensible and they do not violate natural law, just as bisexual and homosexual relations among female life forms are not abnormal and are not unlawful. Billy, the reason is well known to me, and I have also described that in detail in my writings, thus, at least for those who know, there can be no doubt that homosexuality is naturally against nature as well as genetically conditioned and that it is not unlawful, as also the lesbian uniting of female forms is not unnatural. Quetzal, 316. That is well known to me, but now, hear what origin this disease epidemic has. 317. Basically, it was caused by the sodomitic, degenerate unnaturalness of homosexual and bisexual men, who got together and pursued sexual machinations with animals. Thus, they gave themselves over to sodomy. 318. In particular, the disease was caused by the self-coming together of different active substances that are only carried in simian life forms, which could unite themselves to those humans through the disgusting sexual sodomizing of men. 319. In and of itself, the resulting transmitted and already very old and dangerous disease would have still been curable by earthly medicine, but because the sodomites sexually erred among the homosexuals and bisexuals, the disease pathogen changed in such a way that it became an absolutely fatal factor, against which the medicines and means of defense must now be found and be produced. 320. However, it is to be feared that these medicines will only be found when the epidemic already runs rampant worldwide, which can lead to similar events like at the time of the plague, which was also able to claim many victims through the guilt of the people, for they. Billy, about that, I would like to know even more details over your remarks. Quetzal, 321. You will receive information about that, so we can remain with the explanations over the AIDS epidemic. 322. Thus, the sodomitic, degenerate, homosexual and bisexual men, who act despicably and who act contrary to the natural laws, bear the guilt for this disease. 323. But also to blame for this epidemic are those in particular who tolerate and who advocate the sodomitic, degenerate homosexuality and the sodomitic, degenerate bisexuality as well as the sodomy, even though these forms of sexual acts are absolutely contrary to the laws of nature and whose operation, in any case, will ensure that sooner or later, lethal or at least life-threatening consequences will appear, to which many life forms of the same kind will fall prey. 324. And that will also happen in this case because those who are jointly responsible and also those who are innocent will soon be attacked by the AIDS epidemic, including the heterosexuals, who are also designated as normal sexual. 325. The AIDS epidemic is transmitted like any other dangerous venereal disease, so not only through direct contacts, especially through sexual activity, but also through blood kisses on mouth sores and through open wounds, and furthermore through indirect contacts, like the union with bloody saliva and blood transfusions, etc. 326. That the disease pathogens can fix themselves on certain materials, such as toilet bowls, glasses, towels, etc., and survive for a longer time and, thus, also act contagiously on other people. That's not the case. 327. But as things stand, the AIDS pathogen, in this respect, also behaves the same as pathogens of other sexually transmitted diseases, as I already mentioned. 328. In each case, however, the earth person must exercise the greatest caution, otherwise, the epidemic will begin to run rampant very quickly and will become global within the shortest time. 329. Direct sexual contact with strangers or such people, of whom one cannot be certain of their health to the greatest percent, should be avoided. 330. After hand greetings, the hands should be promptly cleaned again, and intimate greetings with a kiss and the like should be entirely omitted, as well as physical contacts of all sexual kinds, up to the unlawful custom of the earth people of maintaining frequent sexual relations with other people, without it concerning their own, actual partners. 331. A bad habit that is as against nature as sodomitic, degenerate homosexuality and sodomitic, degenerate bisexuality and even sodomy itself, which has already produced its first consequences, is the Caribbean herpes, which is also a degenerate disease of incurable form and which can become so deadly in the foreseeable time and, under certain circumstances, may be incurable like the AIDS pandemic, if the earth person does not immediately order a stop to his earth sex sexual perversion. Billy, this can yet become cheerful. Quetzal, 332. Unfortunately, these are not the only diseases and epidemics because in foreseeable times, still other and much worse ones will follow. 333. On the one hand, the new diseases and epidemics that are to be expected will result from people and from their own guilt in a direct form, but on the other hand, other indirect consequences will become apparent, through the destruction of nature by people as well as by animals and also through new pathogens of diseases and epidemics that will be brought in from the depths of space by the space capsules, etc., as well as in the future, through the national escape of old epidemics and diseases, which will spread anew when people flee into foreign countries as a result of the chaos of war and persecution, which will run more and more rampant in the coming time because millions of people will flee from their homelands. Billy, again, that is well known to me. But now, explain to me the concerns surrounding the plague. Quetzal, 334. It doesn't just concern the plague, over which I have to explain a few things to you, for many other pests, diseases, and epidemics are likewise to be mentioned. 335. The plague, for example, could have never claimed so many human lives on the earth if the earth people would have thought and acted rationally and also would have given sufficient attentiveness to their cleanliness. 336. Just like today, the earth people already kept pets at early times, such as cats, dogs, and birds, etc. 337. This was an incomprehensible, irresponsible, and criminal act against human life because animals of each kind living in the direct living areas results in disease and downfall. 338. People who keep animals in their direct living areas deserve to be expelled from the human community and banished for so long, until they have deliberated themselves upon the truth and the right course of action, because as a result of the animals living in the direct residential areas, not only do the owners become sick and susceptible to disease, but also all other occupants in the same building. 339. In addition, it goes so far that these emerging diseases are displaced outwardly and, thus, other people are infected with them.